Hello, my fellow Tegler listeners. Afshin here with another topic that we're going to discuss in a little bit. I really hope that the week is treating you guys well. And thank you so much for listening to our podcast. It definitely means a lot. And I always say this, but I would like to invite you to our website at www.tegler24.com. We're obviously saying this for your own good. You know, if you want your English to improve by leaps and bounds, just have a little look. You guys are going to thank me later. You can also find us on Instagram at TIGLEARN24. So today's topic is that we're going to tell you how you guys can improve your reading skills at IELTS. We're going to give you a couple highlights, really, really useful highlights. Yep, with that in mind, let's get started with the topic. All right, first things first, you have to develop skills of each type of question in reading. There are around 14 different types of questions, and you need to find a strategy to tackle each one. Second, you guys got to be familiar with skimming and scanning. You have to know how to scan or skim. Third, develop your speed reading skills. And fourth, don't try to understand the full passage. Your task is to, is to locate answers only. That's it. Fifth, develop vocabulary. This is one of the key reasons why students don't really get the score they need. Learning vocabulary is not just about learning the meaning of the word. It's about learning when you can or can't use a word. And sixth, it's keywords. It's always important to kind of locate the keywords and, identify them in the text and stuff. Seventh, grammar. And eighth, practice. Practice makes perfect, guys. Ninth, getting used to difficult passages. Usually the third passage is way more difficult in comparison to the other passages. So you guys got to get used to difficult passages. 10th, IELTS practice reading tests. And 11th, know your weaknesses. Unless you know your weaknesses, you won't really know how to improve. And 12th, you gotta be realistic, guys. If your level of English is not strong, don't really expect to get a band score 7. 14th, plan your training for IELTS reading. You guys should spend time developing vocabulary and paraphrasing limitation, practicing particular question types or developing speed and locating information. 15th, you must prepare, guys. Like all tests, you need to prepare. Even native speakers need to prepare by learning about the different types of questions and developing the right skills. Anyways, I really hope that you guys will apply these strategies and these tips and tricks into your IELTS reading, and you will get a really, really good result. I really hope that this episode has been influential. And yep, till another episode, farewell.